Now, in order for you to be better manifestors, some things you should know about yourselves and why change is so important and why I ask you to do it and I tell you to do it and I send you the most precarious runners. Seems like they bring total chaos to your life. I like it. I like it because chaos breaks the loop, the emotional loop. It may cause fireworks and go all different directions, but it's supposed to. That's the reason for it. It's not unlike the way nature regenerates herself by creating chaos. So, I'm going to start tonight to explain to you, as students who came here wanting to be masters, how do we then dream a year into the present moment? How do we make a year happen so momentously tonight that everything else is just a natural causeway for it to happen? And then also, why would some things happen and other things not happen? Now, for a better understanding how we're going to start this, let's first write on your paper what constitutes a master. What all of you, to some degree, are hoping to become. At least I would hope that the desire for you of all potentials from my people is that that would be the great desire in all of you, that it would burn as brightly in you as your past traumas seem to do on a daily basis. Now, what is a master? A master is one who leaves no footprints. Now, when we think about that, what would we interpret that saying to be? A master has no past, that's what it means. No footprints. Now, I have told you often that I'm marching you through my footprints going forward. Well, I am, and they're all called the present. They're the same big footprint. A master cannot be a master and be involved in the past. Cannot do it. A human being is involved in the past. That means that the way we define our altered ego, which is our limited self, listen to me very carefully. The way we define ourselves as personality, I did it, you do it, is that we define ourselves in terms of our suffering. Our past. That's how we define ourselves. Because unless you have a past, you do not have a personality. Because the first question is, who are you? How did you get this way? Where did you come from? Who cares? Who cares? It shouldn't be important, but you do it every day. It's a habit of yours. Now, listen to me. Personality can't exist as a human being unless it is fundamentally built upon its past. So it thinks in terms of past. And it thinks as a survivalist. It's gotten clever. It knows what to do. Now, master, listen to me. You know now that your body can have its own personality. And the moment that you leave this life and go look at it, you're appalled. You're appalled. There are part of you that can't believe that you didn't know to be better. You will be appalled. You will be. Because you're going to know then who you really are. And somehow it hasn't occurred to you yet that you could have influenced all of these events. But you will be appalled because you will see the action of childhood trauma. Indeed, you will see the action of childhood suffering. You will see the action of rejection, no love, no this, no that. The very things that you whine in your soup about every day. You'll see how those were the engines to create their own dynamics, almost out of control. And you will be appalled that you lived a life that was out of control. Now, that same entity that is viewing this is this great entity that is being incarnated blindly into bodies so as to be served up opportunities to which it may feast and grow big. It wants to be a big spirit. A holy, 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 powerful archangel spirit. It wants to grow up. It doesn't want to be a cherub. It wants to have power and meaning in its kingdom. It wants to be the big boys. Your spirit cannot grow unless it has served the opportunities of creative force. And yet, the personality seems as if it cannot survive unless it survives upon its own trauma and suffering. Quite different sort of creatures. A master is one who has methodically changed the personality so that the personality is a window that is clean of debris. And the way that we do that willfully, as students of the great work, we prepare our vessel for a new wine. The vessel is the mind and the body. We prepare it for the new wine. The new wine is the Holy Spirit.